Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's a reason why these things should bother people who know the Lord. Your spirit goes, I don't like that. Well, what? It's not just a bad word. What makes it a bad word? Spiritual quantity. The curse is real. Somebody is trying to release curse. And just like what the blessing does, the blessing is empowerment to get good things. Reckon what the curse is. The curse is the spiritual power. Notice if you read Deuteronomy 28, what the curse resulted in. No peace, no safety, no health, no family. Have you read Deuteronomy 28? Well, see, the enemy, one of his most successful tactics is getting people to curse themselves. Curse themselves. You even got people saying, I guess I'm just cursed. I guess I, now you're like, we know better than that, I hope. I guess I'm just, seems like I'm cursed. People laugh, seems like, that ain't funny. Seems like I'm cursed. Jesus went to great lengths. Amen. To become a curse and take your place so you would not be cursed. And you and I should be so strong, anything that looks or sounds like the curse try to show up in our life, man, we ought to rise up on the inside and say, no, no, you don't. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I refuse to accept that I'm cursed. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. Yes. Now here's another one that people don't even notice. Guess I'm just unlucky. Well, what is that? What does that mean? What is unlucky? Unlucky is something you can't see. Right? What is unlucky? Man, I'm so unlucky. People say, I've had such bad luck. Bad luck. What is luck? Where's it at in the Bible? You have a hard time finding it. You know what you will find? I've been studying it for weeks. It's a curse. Curse. You will find that. And so people have just called it by other names, but if you believe some kind of spiritual force is holding you back or hindering you, then you are damning or cursing yourself. Amen. Through your confessions. Amen. And through your words. Seem like I take one step forward and get knocked back too. If you say so. Just by the time I get that thing paid for, it breaks and breaks down. And they never recognize my work. They always pass me over. You're cursing yourself. Can you see that? You're cursing yourself. You are speaking darkness over yourself. And the enemy, it's one of his favorite tactics. Because it sure looks like it. It sure feels like it. And if you don't understand things, his suggestion explains it. Why is all this happening to me? Why? And he brings the thought, I guess so. I guess I'm just unlucky. I guess. And if you'll do that to yourself, you're sure do it to other people. Trying to damn other people. Trying to curse other people. Trying to say something bad over them. I've heard Christians, thankfully not too many times, get so mad they told somebody else, well, you can go to hell. What are they trying to do? They don't even know what they're saying. Well, why would you say that? You literally want them to go? Why would it even come up to you? Why is it not popular, instead of all this bad language, why isn't it popular for everybody to be speaking blessing? Instead of these ugly words, why don't you hear everywhere you go out in the marketplace? Bless you. Be blessed. Why don't you hear that on the TV everywhere? Instead of warning you about language on the show, it lets you know there'll be blessing all through this show. Just want to want you to know. People will be speaking blessing. Because the devil, the current god of this world, is influencing the whole world's lying in this darkness. People don't realize it. But the popular music, whether it's rap or whether it's all kind of things or rock or pop or country, notice. Well, on second thought, don't notice.
Right. Don't listen.
But if you happen to hear it, yes. you should stand out to you.
Yes. Yeah.
How many times it talks about going crazy,
losing
my mind. Yep. I mean, it's just a common theme of death and loss and torment and vexation. Losing something. And just because it's played beautifully or sung beautifully, people just eat it up. But rotten is rotten, even if it's in a $10,000 container. It's still, if the food's rotten, it's still rotten. Where were we going? Do you remember?
Romans.
Romans, the 12th chapter. Said out loud, I'm not a curser. I'm a blesser. And don't give us this, well, I just get mad and I just say stuff. No, that's not okay. That's not an excuse. If you really understood this and you really believe this, you do not want to try to release curse on yourself or anybody else. We're not in the damning business. We're not in the cursing operations. We're blessers. And one of the big reasons is you don't want to reap cursing. We just got through seeing that in Psalms. If you love cursing, you're going to wear it. It's going to tighten around you like a belt. It gets in your skin. It gets in your bones. By the grace of God, not us, right? Romans 12 and verse 14, this is the Amplified. What does it say? Bless those who do what?
Persecute
you. Now Jesus said this in Matthew. He said it's recorded in Mark. It's recorded in other places. Bless and don't curse. And even when they nailed him to the cross, what did he do? Well, was that a blessing to their life? Father, forgive them. He blessed them when they're physically killing him. And you remember Stephen, when he was stoned in the book of Acts. He did that too. As he was dying and they're killing him, hitting him with rocks. He said, Father, don't lay this sin to their charge. And when you think right, you realize they got enough problems if they don't straighten up without answering for what they just did to me. You don't want to see them going to hell. You don't want to see them cursed. And this should always come out anytime you're talking with somebody that you don't agree with their position or stand about what's right or wrong or lifestyle or whatever. Don't get sucked in to strife so that they don't see that you care about them. That should always be stronger than anything else you're talking. That should always come across that I care about you. I care about what happens to you, both in this life and in the next. We must never let other things eclipse that. We care about them. He said, bless those that persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude towards you. Bless and do not curse them. Come on, say it out loud. Bless and do not curse them. Say it again. Bless and do not curse. Do not what? Do not curse them. Don't speak evil over them. Hope this happens to them. Well, that's good enough for them. No. No matter how much what they did may bother you, you should care about them and their soul and where they wind up. God does. Amen. Right? God does. You care about them. Bless and do not curse them. Verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, if it's possible. It's not always possible. As much as lies with you, in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, I'm going to change the word here, bless him. If he's hungry, do what?
Bless him.
If he's hungry, what does he need? What does he want? Something to eat. So feed. Bless him. If he's thirsty, what do you do?
Bless him.
Give him something to drink. And by so doing, you'll heap burning coals upon his head. I mean, that's the last thing you want when you really are hurting and need something, is for the person you hate the most to be the one that showed up and helped you. But there is no defense against the love of God. You know, no matter how much people hate you, they cannot stop you from loving them.
That's right. Amen.
There's no defense against the love of God. Go with me to 1 Peter, please. The third chapter. 1 Peter 3 and 8. We're blessers. And we inherit blessing. We're not cursers. We don't cuss. Our curse, our damn. Am I telling the truth? Come on, is that you? Even if you did it last week, you've changed tonight. Is that right? And so we're moving forward. We're not dammers. We're not cursers or cussers. And one of the big reasons why is you don't want to reap it.
That's right.
You don't want to reap it. Because you remember what part of the blessing included those that bless you, he'll bless. Those that curse you will be cursed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me